What are your plans for today? That's a question we're often asked by others. It can be a pretty tough question to answer. If you don't have a specific plan, don't you feel like you have to come up with something just to keep the conversation going? Nevertheless, we need to plan. With bigger decisions, we need to prepare. But no matter what we're doing, how often do we find that our plans get blown up in our face, whether it's something as simple as canceled dinner plans, or something big like the bottom dropping out on a retirement plan. In the end, we find that we aren't as in charge as we thought we were. Thankfully, God has an incredible master plan. John 3:12-21. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. To show us God's plan, Jesus makes a distinction between two things: earthly things and heavenly things. Earthly things have everything to do with what we see, and heavenly things have everything to do with what God sees. We humans like to see to believe. Science is all about observation, so we're told. But Jesus points out that even the worldly don't see the world properly. That is because if a man does not understand God and his plan, we can't see it correctly. Some have come to the conclusion that there is a higher being out there. They look at the world and say, something had to make this. But through nature alone, they aren't going to learn God's true plan for salvation. Instead, they turn God into something different, something false. Nicodemus, the man who came to Jesus in our text, had trouble seeing these heavenly things. When Jesus tells him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, it greatly confuses the Jewish leader. Jesus could see into his heart and knew that Nicodemus had some false notions about God's plan. He could not see how a person could be born again. Then Jesus reveals God's wisdom and his plan for us common men through the work of his uncommon Son. Jesus was uncommon because of his mission on earth. Nothing like this had ever happened before. Verse 13, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Jesus was sent from heaven to live on our earth as a true man. Jesus gives us a glimpse of just what his mission was. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. When God sent snakes into the wilderness to bite the disobedient Israelites, Israelites looked to God for mercy. God had Moses put a serpent on a pole. Everyone who looked at it was healed. That bronze serpent on the pole looked ahead to Jesus dying for our sins on the cross. We weren't there with the Israelites in the wilderness with the snakes, but we are still daily bitten by sin. Daily, we fail to see God's plan. We think of our own plan and think we know best. That's just why we need God's plan. We need Jesus to be raised up for us. Why Jesus? Because he alone is the only begotten Son of God. He was true man, as we have seen, but also true God. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born like no other man, sinless, because he was God. Only begotten doesn't mean he was made or created at some point in time, but he was with the Father in eternity. He is a person of the triune God. This is a mystery that we can't understand fully, but Jesus explains it in John 14. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Because Jesus is true God, we know that we can trust his plan with confidence. Jesus had an uncommon bond with the Father, so he's able to show us the full love of the Father. He showed the Father's love in his life on earth. As true man, he went through the same things we go through. We are brothers and sisters in that way. Then he showed love by taking it further than any other man. Though he had no sin, he offered himself to suffering and death on the cross. He was the unblemished lamb sacrificed for you. His blood covers your sin and makes you righteous before God. Finally, he showed you love by rising from the dead, so that you may also be raised with him. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Why didn't Jesus come to condemn the world? Because the world was condemned already. The world didn't realize what it was doing to itself. The people living in darkness were on the road to eternal death, not eternal life. By nature, we plan our eternal doom. Jesus came to save everyone from that condemnation. And Jesus contrasted the darkness of sin with the light of God's love. We indeed are in the light of God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And we walk in that light. The Holy Spirit has made us reflectors of that light. He equipped us to shine the light of God's truth and shun the darkness. God's plan is for us to live our lives as children of God, thankfully doing his will and not falling in line with the world's temporary plans of cheap and easy pleasure. We will also reflect on the love of the Father. Jesus said that he was sent to die for all people because God loved the whole world. Not just the Jews and other believers, but every sinful person. But as we have seen, many people don't know of this love. Therefore, we make known this love to those in darkness. So what have we seen? We were so covered in our sin, no plan of ours could save us. God alone had a master plan. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us. Most importantly, this plan has an eternal scope. It is not subject to change. Rest assured that through faith, you are benefactors of the Lord's plan, and none can change that. As our Savior says in the Gospel of John, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Amen. Hymn 387, 2 and 4.